You are listening to Prometheus by a Minute. I'm your host, Courtney Coulson. This is Minute 29. This minute opens with the crew taking their seats on the rover, and ends with them looking out the window at the pyramid. Milburn is trying to get close to Fifield, who's having none of it, and sits away from him. It's a great little character moment. Milburn is keen to be Fifield's buddy, he looks like an enthusiastic dog, while Fifield is still being as grumpy as ever, so Milburn clearly does not heed warning signs ever.
This is just one small step for mankind.
Seriously?
In the audio commentary, Lindelof says that this is intended to be a groaner line, which he says is quite a hard balance to strike, where characters are knowingly making bad jokes. I think it's a cute moment between Shaw and Holloway. It's important to get a sense of their relationship. All the actors are in top form in this moment, giving us a sense of the interplay between the characters. The crew approach their destination. This structure is always referred to as a pyramid, but it can't be, it's a dome shape. Temple is perhaps a more apt description, though in the script and earlier concept art it was more of a traditional pyramid. This temple has a long and interesting history. Back in the 1970s, the Chilean art house director Alejandro Jodorowsky was determined to make a movie adaptation of Dune, and I mean obsessed. Jodorowsky got some big names interested, Orson Welles, Salvador Dali, and, most relevant for our purposes, H.R. Giger. This temple was originally intended to be Harkonnen's castle. In the David Lynch film, it is a much more conventional structure. But Giger envisioned it as a monument to Harkonnen's ego, a fleshy face atop a rotund body, perhaps one of the few times Giger drew something that was not skeletal. However, it wouldn't be our Hans Rudy if there weren't some skeletons involved somewhere. So the castle's defences involved the face of the castle lifting up to reveal a skull, from which guns would fire from the eyes and mouth. Seems rather impractical and much like an engineering nightmare, but it would have looked rad. It is worth mentioning that the face was attached to an elongated head, which is of course a signature of Giger's. There is an excellent documentary on this film that never was. It's amazing how, despite it never coming into fruition, it was the catalyst for modern science fiction cinema as we know it. I think the user Hyperdome of the AVP Universe forum sums it up best. 3 years before the original Alien, Dan O'Bannon worked as Jodorowsky's director of special effects, supervising a team of artists to help visualize the Frank Herbert bestseller. The group included the creative triad of Jean Mobius Giraud, H.R. Giger, and Chris Foss. When, after 2 years, the overly ambitious project collapsed, O'Bannon went on to write the screenplay for Alien, with Ron Shusett, and later, when Ridley Scott was hired to direct, O'Bannon knew exactly which concept artist to suggest to the director for the landmark design of the movie. Yes, Giger, Mobius, and Foss. Later, Giger would attempt to revive the temple design for Alien. It seems the crew of the Nostromo were originally going to find a pyramid-shaped temple, in addition to the derelict. Curiously enough, Giger would alter the design from something resembling an obese man to something more breast-shaped, complete with a nipple on top. Quoting page 96 of Prometheus, the art of the film here, since the creators of the pyramid, the engineers, periodically visited Earth, production designer Arthur Max felt the interiors should reflect that. The assumption was that the cultures that we developed hearkened to a strand of intellectual life that came from them, so there should be some similarities that you should recognize in their culture, some of ours, if they're going to be portrayed as our creators, rather than some strange, fantastic made-up forms. Your audience should be able to recognize architecture somewhat derived from classical and ancient cultures on Earth. Now, given what I've discussed so far, this seems like a strange way to describe things. I don't think the pyramid in the film reflects anything remotely human. It doesn't really resemble anything culturally from our past beyond in the most abstract sense. The only familiarities, I would argue, stem from essential architectural requirements, or the requirements of a humanoid species would have from its constructions. They just repurpose Giga's design, but Max is trying to come up with some additional justification. It's odd. But overall, there seemed to be the desire to distance Prometheus from Giga, which doesn't make sense to me. We see it over and over again. Prometheus is not sure if it wants to be a direct Alien prequel or not. I think Prometheus can work as a standalone film, or as a prequel to a beloved franchise. It's a shame the film doesn't seem to know what it wants to commit to. In an interview, David Levy, Prometheus concept artist, said, "At first, the Giga element was almost non-existent because we really wanted architecture that looked as if it was Giga stuff that had been kidnapped, as if we had arrived many thousands of years before, and the engineer place was clean, spotless." And Ridley said he wanted to avoid repeating himself, so the Giga elements were downplayed. That seems like he's depriving himself of his greatest asset. Giga's look is so rare, so exotic, so vast, I doubt audiences are going to tire of it anytime soon. Especially in film, there aren't too many examples of Giga-esque designs. Particularly in the 2010s, there's quite an explosion of Giga art in the 80s and 90s, but that aesthetic is virtually nowhere to be found in the mainstream culture right now. Thankfully, the art department fought against Ridley and Max on this, putting in as much Giga influence into the production as they could. The end result is familiar, but not an exact replica of Giga's work. It's cleaner, more sterile, which I think is logical. We are seeing these constructs in fairly pristine condition, at least in comparison to the rundown derelict. And of course, Covenant then distances itself further from Giga, which will be interesting to explore eventually. Photos of the evolution of the pyramid can be found in the footnotes. Alright, that about covers it. This is Colson, signing off. You can find me at traviandesigns.com, TRAVIAN, or Prometheus by Minute on Facebook.